The Three Sisters is a rock formation in the Jameson Valley and one of the Blue Mountains' best-known sites. As we arrive at Scenic World, you will see the Three Sisters in the distance. And after Scenic World, when we travel around to Echo Point, you'll have a much closer view. The Sisters were formed by land erosion. The soft sandstone of the Blue Mountains is easily eroded over time by wind, rain and rivers, causing the cliffs surrounding the Jameson Valley to slowly be broken up. There is an old Aboriginal legend regarding the formation of the Three Sisters.
Long ago in the Blue Mountains, three Aboriginal sisters named Meanie, Wimla and Gunadu lived with their witch doctor father, Taiwa. They lived happily in the mountains, but they shared one fear that was the bunyip that lived in a deep hole nearby. Now, for those of you that don't know what a bunyip is a devil-like creature that lives in swamps, billabongs, creeks, riverbeds and waterholes. It has a face of a dog, the head of a crocodile, dark fur, a horse-like tail, flippers, and walrus-like tusks or horns, or a duck-like bill, and is very fearsome. To protect his daughters whenever he was away, Taiwan would leave them high on a cliff behind a rock wall. One day, after waving his daughters goodbye, and Taiwan had descended into the valley, a large centipede appeared on the daughters' cliff-top hideaway. One of the daughters, Meanie, became so frightened that she picked up a rock and threw it at the centipede. The rock rolled over the cliff and into the valley below. Suddenly, all of the animals were silent as the rock behind the Three Sisters split open, leaving them isolated on the thin ledge that remained. Below in the valley came a large rumble, and all of the creatures began to flee, yelling, "Quick, here comes the bunyip!" Horrified, the Three Sisters huddled together. The angry bunyip, who had emerged from his sleep, looked up to see what had rudely awakened him. When he spotted the Three Sisters perched on the ledge, he lunged up towards them. In the valley, Taiwan heard the commotion and looked up to see the bunyip had almost reached his daughters. Frantic, the witch doctor pointed his magic bone at his daughters and turned them into stone. This would keep them safe until the bunyip had gone, after which Taiwan would return them to their former selves. The bunyip became even more enraged when he saw that the Three Sisters had been changed to rock by their father to protect them from him. He then turned his attention to Taiwan and began to pursue him. Taiwan ran from the bunyip, but became trapped by a rock blocking his escape that he could not climb nor get around. Taiwan immediately changed himself into a lyrebird and disappeared into a small cave to hide from the bunyip. But unfortunately, in his haste, he lost his magic bone. After realizing that he could not reach Taiwan, the bunyip returned to his home. Taiwan emerged from the cave and began to search for his magic bone. As much as he searched, he could not find the magic bone. Even today, if you wander down into the valley and see a lyrebird scratching at the ground, this is Taiwan as he still searches the valley for his magic bone that will turn him back into human form. And as he searches, the Three Sisters stand silently watching from their mountain ledge, patiently waiting for their father, Taiwan, to find his magic bone that will also bring them back to life.
It If you haven't seen a lyrebird before, they are a brown bird with long tail feathers and are about the size of a chicken. They have a distinctive tail that looks like a harp or lyre. They are also known as the master of mimics. The lyrebird is capable of imitating almost any sound, and they have been recorded mimicking human sounds, such as a mill whistle, a cross-cut saw, chainsaws, car engines and car alarms, fire alarms, rifle shots, camera shutters, dogs barking, crying babies, music, mobile phone ringtones, and even the human voice.